name of Jesus. This morning, our topic is titled, What Are You Speaking? Ask your neighbor, neighbor, what are the things that you say? What comes out of your mouth? What do you speak to others? What do you say to others? Brethren, we want to examine ourselves. And what are the things we say? What do you say to your spouse? What do you say? Maybe to your husband or to your wife. In the heat of the moment, does the truth come out of you? Maybe you have been hiding it. My wife will always say, Pastor, you don't talk. I would rather not talk so I don't say wrong thing. So that down the road, you don't say, man of God, you said this. What are the things that will come out of our mouth? Are they things that glorify God? Or are they things that when we say it, it makes others to feel somehow? My prayer for us is as we go through this message today, whatever we will begin to say, whether to your spouse, whether to your son, to others, will be words that will encourage others in the name of Jesus. Will be words that will lift others up in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, our text is taken from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. And I'm going to read it the way the New Living Translation wrote it. It said, do not use foul or abusive language. He said, do not do what? Do not use foul or abusive language. He said, let everything you say, number one, be good. Number two, he said, be helpful. So that the word be an encouragement to those who does what? Who hears them. What are you saying to others? Are they words that are good words? Are they words that are helpful? Are they words that are encouraging others? What are you saying? I pray for us this morning that may our words encourage others in the name of Jesus. And I also want to welcome you to June. Because this month, by the grace of God, you will sing a new song in the name of Jesus. This month, the Lord will strengthen me and you to go through this month, irregardless of what comes our way, in the mighty name of Jesus. I also pray for you that in this month, the glory and the wonder works of God will mark a new beginning in your life and in your home in the name of Jesus. Amen. Brethren, we are talking about the words that comes out of your mouth. Are they words, the words you speak? Are they good words? Are they words that help others? Are they words that encourage others? Brethren, we live in a society today that because of words, life have ended. We have seen situation because of word that was said to somebody else. They decided to kill others. What are the words in your mouth doing to the life of others? I pray one more time for you this morning that every word that proceeded out of your mouth will encourage others, will bless others, will lift others up in the name of Jesus. Amen. I said before, what are the words that you say? Do you say good word to your sons, to your daughter, to your wife? Or at the moment of issues, the word that is not expected of someone that is sanctified will begin to come out of you. That is when you begin to remember and remind the person what offense you committed in 2014. On June 4th, 1920, you remember you did this. Now it is repeating himself. Is that the kind of word that is coming out? All the word that is coming out are the word that said, God will have mercy. Whatever it is, God can turn it around. I pray for us one more time this morning that going forward, our words will lift others up in the mighty name of Jesus. Our word will lift others up in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, I want you to know that some people, the word that comes out of their mouth is based on few things. One, some people, they speak because of the level of their degree. When they see other people, they are so less. They first of all ask you, quick question, what do you have? You have master's degree? Or PhD? And when you answer them, no, I have a maybe first degree. Say, we are not in the same class, sir. we are not on the same level. God bless you. You cannot talk to me. Your level is too small. They degrade you. They reduce you. But they have forgotten that it is not them that lift man up, that God that lift up. I said, the Lord will lift you up in the name of Jesus. Some people, the way they talk is the level of their income. They are so good to tell you, I make six figure. What do you make? They will even want to know where you live. You live in the Bronx? You live in South Bronx? I don't deal with people that live in South Bronx. You know where I live? I live in Greenwich in Connecticut. Scarsdale. And so when you see me, we are not on the same level. I can see why your life remains the same. I'm telling you today, your status will change in the name of Jesus. That is the way some people talk. Some people talk based on what you wear or what you carry. Is that a Gucci bag? I hope it's not a fake one, because I just bought my own. That is the way people judge these days. That is the way we talk. What do you have? What do you carry? What kind of car do you drive? After all, I drive Mercedes-Benz. I drive Jaguar. You are driving Toyota. Which year? I said the Lord will deliver us in the name of Jesus. It is not that they told me I have seen it. Oh, yes. And I asked myself, are we really going to the same heaven? Are we really going to the same heaven? But because before you can help me, you want to know my status. You want to know the kind of car I drive. I was in the mall one day. I don't even know who they are. But I think they probably were made somewhere. And the guy was saying, wow, it's been a while since I saw you. I move on. Things have been wonderful for me. I work in Wall Street now. And you see, I just acquired this machine. And I was so caught to say, let me be Olofofo. I want to see what this thing is driving to. And they say, and I was trying to see what was the machine he just acquired. And I saw it was a Lexus Jeep. And he said, what are you? Are you still, you still live in that place? You know where you were when we were in high school and we finished and we moved on? And guy said, yes, we are still there. Say, and your mom is still old, that old Camry. You know that Camry that used to smoke? You know when you used to. Say, yeah, we are still there. Say, man, I can't talk to you. I don't want people that knows me, that knows I'm shopping in the same place with you. See the things that comes out of our mouth. I pray that the Lord will help us. You know, you are here, you might be sitting. Yet, you might not know that you are in such a situation sometimes. You don't know. Sometimes you get into conversation with others. And before you realize it, you are just talking. Unless there's something that cautions you. That says, I'm falling into that position. No. The Lord will help us. The Lord will help us. I said the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. That every word that proceeds out of this mouth will give others, will lift others, will bless others in the name of Jesus. Brethren, look at the society we live today. When you hear that people are being killed one way or the other, what are the things that happen? It's because of what men have used their mouth to say sometimes. It's what people have said. You will notice that some people have a boss that cannot see anything good at them. You've never done anything right. I don't even know why you are still in this company. They should get rid of you. You are so useless. You are not good for anything. And you think the enemy will not use such a person? The enemy will say, end this one now. I say, as I told the workers this morning, on the day that enemies will want to come and waste life, the Lord will send you on a different errand on that day in the name of Jesus. I was telling the workers this morning, I said, I have been in SEPCO for 20 years. But for the first time, they brought an expert to come and teach us how to defend or guide ourselves when an employee comes to the office with a gun. I said, we have gotten to that level now where they need to teach us when someone maybe has been fired, now comes to an office with a gun. And somebody asked the instructor, he said, what happened if there's no way out? And he said, hey, you have to face the person now. And somebody said, if I face the person at that one, hey, he said, they will name you the hero that saved the others. I said, no, I will not be that kind of hero. let those who want to save others. But what are we saying, brethren? The words of our mouth have led to all this that is happening. Are you and me in such categories? Do we realize that sometimes the things we say may cause others to think otherwise? Or we are just saying, I'm just expressing myself. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing that is wrong when you express yourself. But the question is, what are the words that you are using? What are these things that you are saying? My sister can bear me witness. There's a particular woman, when we were growing up, at one area like this. I have never seen that woman say anything good about his son. Today, you will never be anything in life. Your mates are making it. You will go backward. At the end of the day, the man struggled until the Lord delivered. What are the things you are saying? What are the words coming out of your mouth? As parents, what words are we uttering to our children? Husband, what are you saying to your wife? Wife, what are you saying to your husband? Husband, children, husband and wife, what do you say to your children? Are you the mother that tells your children, your father can never be anything in life? He's going nowhere. He will never be successful. See others as they are doing mad, he will be mad like that outside there. What are we saying? And at the end, we will say, it is somebody in one village that is doing us. There's nobody doing it in village. It is the words of our mouth. But I'm praying that we will turn a new leaf. That from today, the word that we will speak will encourage others in the name of Jesus. The word that we will speak will lift others up in the name of Jesus. That at the end of the name of God will be glorified in our lives in the name of Jesus. Quickly, please, let's open to 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 16. If somebody is there, quickly, please read for us. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 16. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 16. God bless you, ma'am. Hallelujah.
Then Saul's son arose and went to David in the woods and strengthened his hand in God.
Praise the Lord. And he went into the wood and did what? Strengthen the hands of God. He went to the wood. He went there to meet who? David. He went there to encourage David. He went to speak the word of God into his life. And he wanted him to know, don't worry. The beginning might be terrible, but you will end well. And I know that you all will end well in the name of Jesus. He went there to encourage him, to strengthen him, to let him know that this God is still on your side. To let him know that it does not matter what is happening, the Lord will see you through. And because he did that, something happened. What happened in 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1. The Bible makes us to know that at the end of the day, David did something. And David said that, is there any? Yet in, praise the Lord. And David said, is there yet any that is left in the house of Saul that I may show my kindness for Jonathan's sake? Why? Because when David was in problem, what did Jonathan do? He encouraged him. And the day came. What are you doing to encourage others so that when that day comes, God can make way for you to be remembered? I pray that you will be remembered for good. Because, you know, people can be remembered for bad. But you will be remembered for good in the mighty name of Jesus. Why? Because Jonathan was there for David. Jonathan spoke the word. Jonathan encouraged him. And a time came. David was able to repeat the same. To remember someone that was from Jonathan's family. I pray for you this morning in the name that is above every other name, that one day, the Lord will use someone to remember you in the name of Jesus. Maybe someone that you have lifted up one way or the other. Maybe someone that you have encouraged in one way or the other because of your work. Maybe someone that you have helped. And I'm not saying the help that you help, that you keep reminding the person, if it's not for me, this will not come to pass. Because that is where some of us operate. They say, who is talking? Hey, you? We took care of you when you came to this land. What do you know about this land? Who is talking? We are talking, you are talking. Please keep quiet. As if you are God. But you will be remembered for good in the name of Jesus. I say you will be remembered for good in the name of Jesus. I say you will be remembered for good in the name of Jesus. Somebody should please quickly open to Proverbs chapter 18 verse 20. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 20. And somebody else to please open to Proverbs chapter 18 verse 4. We quickly want to read that scripture. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 20. And then Proverbs chapter 18 verse 4. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 20. And then... Yes, ma'am. From the produce of his what? He shall be what? Filled. Proverbs 18:14. Proverbs 18:4. Praise the Lord. Thank you, ma. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Brethren, the Bible says, it said, a man's stomach will be filled with the fruit of his mouth. He will be filled with his lips when he speaks. My prayer for us is that the Spirit of the Almighty God that dwells in us will make us to speak the right word to everyone in the name of Jesus. Because what is that fruit of the Almighty God that is dwelling in you? Those fruits are there. And they are meant for you to speak the right words. Not words that discourage others. Not words that makes others to look somewhere else. Not words that when people see you, they will say, I should not mention issues. Because whatever they will come with will not be something that will edify. My prayer for you this month that you have come into, that your words of your mouth will lift others up. The words of your mouth will encourage others. The words of your mouth will make others to come to God in the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, as we end today, we are going to pray. And so I want us to please rise up on our feet. We want to talk to the Almighty God. That as I go in this month of June, Father should set a guard over my mouth in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. That Father, this month that I'm going to, Father, I have set a guard over my mouth in the name of Jesus. That the word that I will speak, Lord, will be word that will encourage others, will be word that will help others in the name of Jesus. Father, help me, Lord, that this month and months to come, let my word, let it be guided by you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And you want to talk to the Almighty God? that going forward, every word that I will speak will be word that will encourage others, will be word that will be helpful to others, will be word that will lift others up. Brethren, lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God and call on the King of Kings this hour, that from now on, every word that will proceed out of my mouth will be word that will be helpful to others, will be word that will lift others up, will be word that will encourage others, in the name of Jesus. Father, help me, Lord. Let my word, let it lift others up. Let my word, let it encourage others, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father and our God, we bless your name. Daddy, we give you all the glory. Father, we give you all the honor. I ask, Lord, that this month, every word that comes out of our mouth will lift others up in the name of Jesus. Every word that comes out of our mouth will encourage others in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that no matter the situation we find ourselves, our word will still glorify your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. Blessed be your name, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Praise the Lord. Let us stretch our hand to our pastor and begin to pray for him.